Woodland Cultural Center announced last week that they are appointing a new executive director of the museum, and Heather George was announced as the successor of Janice Montour, who was recently appointed executive director and CEO of the Canadian Museums Association. So Heather George will be taking over the position after working with the center for the past year and a half as a guest curator. She's also been a curator of Indigenous histories at the Canadian Museum of History. And here to talk to me about her recent appointment is Heather George. So thank you very much for joining me this morning, Heather.
Thanks for having me.
I guess the best way to start this is wishing you congratulations on being appointed as the new executive director of the museum. And I'm just wondering how the last week has gone and if you've been able to process everything that's been going on with you and your new role.
Well, thanks for asking. It's certainly been a bit of a whirlwind. I feel like I'm a little bit ahead of the curve since I was already working in that position as the guest curator and, you know, familiar both with Woodland Cultural Center and then also with Six Nations of the Grand River, having worked for Chiswood National Historic Site, Six Nations Tourism, and Te Ohahage in the past.
So a lot of ties to the community here. And just reading about you in the press release that was put out last week, you definitely have a lot of qualifications and a very impressive education background, which includes being a PhD candidate at the University of Waterloo. Can you talk to me about how you're hoping to use your background to really help Woodland Cultural Center excel and continue its work to preserve and promote Haudenosaunee history, language, and culture?
Sure. Yeah. So I feel like I've been in school forever. I never stop learning. I am doing a PhD in history, but what I'm focusing on is actually Haudenosaunee approaches to museum practice. So I really wanted to understand how our values and our philosophies and our language inform the work that we do in cultural centers and how that might be a bit different than a lot of the sort of common practices in the museum field and really the GLAM sector at large. So galleries, libraries, archives, and museums. Woodland has always kind of been a leader in that work. And of course, we also have other cultural centers across our territories doing similar type of work as well. So I think there's a really good opportunity to strengthen those networks, and some of which I've established through doing the thesis work. So I'm excited about that. And I also think, you know, one of the real strengths of Woodland is in, and Six Nations in general, is in language reclamation and revitalization. And I think that there are some really great opportunities to bring that into some of the sort of behind-the-scenes practices. So things like our database and even more into our exhibitions. So that's something that, you know, I'm really keen on. And then I did a college diploma in museum management and curatorship. And one of the things that I really value from that experience is through that process of being in college, it was really, really hands-on. And you got to sort of see all of the different elements of how museums operate and think about how they work together. And so really taking sort of a systems approach to, you know, having a very successful cultural center, successful in terms of, you know, community engagement and support, including the support communities, which isn't just Six Nations, right? It's also Mississaugas of the Credit and Tyendinega and Wata. So looking at that, and then also one of my favorite courses was fundraising and grantsmanship. And I'm excited to bring that into this role as well. You know, it's really important for us to not just do this great work, but share the great work that we have done and that we continue to do to our funders and to our donors so that we can, you know, really revitalize Woodland and continue on this amazing path that we've been on for the last 50 years.
And just focusing on Woodland Cultural Center, you're joining them at a very special time. As many people may know, the museum is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Can you talk about what it means to be overseeing all the different programming and events that are going to be taking place within the anniversary year?
Yeah, so we've actually been celebrating it over the past year. One of the things I really appreciate, we have a great curator, Patricia Dedman, who has been pulling a lot of the material from our collection in terms of like all the catalogs that we've made, all the these really great historic photos of artists that we've worked with, and putting those into the space. And at the same time, also bringing really contemporary stories into the space. So we just had a really fabulous program that we did in partnership with the Art Gallery of Hamilton. We put on a fashion show, you know, referencing back to many of the fashion shows that Woodland has held in the past. And alongside that, we have a really great exhibition in right now that looks at Indigenous fashion from really the entirety of Turtle Island. So not just Haudenosaunee fashion, but also looking at designers of Nahua origin as well. So that's pretty exciting to be able to support that work. We're also doing a lot of work in terms of inventorying our collection. Again, that's sort of the behind the scenes things. People don't really see that when they come to the center, but it's really, really important in terms of increasing access to collection. Looking at ways of providing digital access is something that we're going to be working on over the next year as well. And so, you know, modernizing some of our processes to really, it's not necessarily moving away from what we've done the last 50 years, but it's finding sort of new ways of doing that, new ways of providing access to all of this really beautiful, powerful, you know, material culture and stories that we are caretaking.
And so when you're trying to find new ways to show these new exhibits or programming, can you talk about any of the new plans or changes to the creative process that you're hoping to bring to the museum?
Sure. I really think that one of the things I value is working in collaborative ways. And it's not to say that Woodland hasn't been doing that. Just sometimes, you know, departments and they're really focused on their area. And I know the staff are really keen on sort of, you know, formalizing these sort of cross-departmental processes. And I really think, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of this actually ends up centering in language. So Gunnar Tahawi, who's our manager of the language department, her and I will be working together a lot to ensure that, you know, if we're putting together a new education program, it references what's in the curatorial plan, but that it also draws upon our knowledge in terms of language. And so that we take this really holistic approach across the whole organization. And really, I think that that just helps everybody highlight their strengths and what they can bring into this work.
And what would you say your current goal is that you're hoping to accomplish by taking on the executive director role? You've talked about the language programs, the fashion shows, and your work on your thesis. What would you say your main goal would be?
Oh my goodness. I think my main goal is just to have people be really excited and engaged with Woodland. I want people to know that Woodland is their space, right? People from our communities, and to see themselves reflected in the exhibition work that we do, in the programming. I want people to, you know, see their grandparents up on the walls of our exhibition space, and to really feel like it's theirs. I think that, you know, cultural centers and museums play this really important role within society of being these spaces where, you know, we can have difficult conversations, we can have celebratory conversations, and especially for our communities, I think cultural centers play a really important role in healing from, you know, various traumas that our communities have experienced. I really believe that art is a really important tool in that healing. And so for me, I think just having more people engaged and more people excited to come out to Woodland and participate in the work that we do, that is really what will be an indicator for me that I'm doing a good job.
And lastly, this one's definitely a heavy topic, but it's an important one nonetheless. I know that the Woodland Cultural Center, it works closely with Survivor Secretariat. And there's been discussions on the investigation, switching from a criminal investigation to a coroner-led investigation. Can you talk about the significance behind all the work being done and what the goal is? Because I know one of the goals for Survivor Secretariat is searching the grounds of the Woodland Cultural Center and helping bring closure to everyone who's been affected by the Canadian residential school system. Can you just talk about the significance behind the investigation switch?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, obviously, all of the work that happens in terms of the documentation and the research into the site is led by the Survivor Secretariat. And so our role at Woodland is really to support them in that element. So when they call upon us, being there for them, and sometimes it's just being a champion, saying, like, we support the Survivor Secretariat in this research that we're doing. We know that they are doing it in, you know, a very professional way. And sometimes we sort of have to be the second voice, like the backup, depending on whether they're getting pushback from other organizations. So that's one role that we play. And then I think another really important role that we play is just in terms of, you know, support for survivors, access to the space, the restoration work that we're doing, and also the interpretation of the site. We're in our third phase of four in terms of that work. And so really making sure that those stories are never forgotten, and that survivors have the opportunity to share the stories in whichever way, and their families as well, the descendants of survivors, have the opportunity to share stories in ways that they feel empowered, really, you know, that they are the leaders in that work and in how we approach that. And so I think that that's a really, we sort of play a dual part role in this. It's both being a space for storytelling and empowerment, and then it's also, you know, supporting from this more professional perspective, right? Saying we're a professional organization, we have a librarian on site, we have researchers, we have curators, and we support the Survivor Secretariat in their approach. Because unfortunately, as much as there has been all this media attention and lots of good words and even some good actions, there are still a lot of barriers, I think, to this research and this documentation happening. And sometimes maybe that's out of a place of fear, or sometimes it's out of a place of not understanding that Indigenous communities are able to lead this work themselves. And so sometimes we sort of have to step in and support that message as well.
Very well said. And thank you very much for doing this, Heather. And once again, congratulations on the new role of executive director. It's exciting news, and we're definitely wishing you all the best with it.
Thank you so much.